Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Pollies. All rights reserved.
It's March 2nd, 2007. Speaker Gerald Polly here, doing a special edition of Here's Jesus. I have to explain something to you that happened last night that has never been seen before and is very hard to describe because no one knows exactly what happened. But all of a sudden, spiritual energy started together in several places around the earth, 12 of them really, and began to concentrate to a level never before seen. It just poured into these areas, and suddenly it burst out in great waves heading around the world and began to travel at about the normal speed that spiritual energy travels, the speed of sound. Here are the places from which those waves of energy came. Rome, Italy. Istanbul, Turkey. New Delhi, India. The Dalai Lama's residence, Tibet. Beijing, China. Sydney, Australia. Mexico City, Mexico. Athens, Greece. London, England. Paris, France. Buenos Aires, Argentina. Bismarck, North Dakota, United States of America. These waves continued around the earth until they all reached the same point at exactly the same time, true midnight, City Hall in Ellsworth, Maine. There, they began to pool up. They didn't continue on, they didn't continue to travel around the earth, but the energy began to pool until a circle 10 miles in circumference around the City Hall was filled with every bit of spiritual energy that it could possibly hold. And then another circle 10 miles out from that was filled with half the energy that it could hold, and a circle 10 miles beyond that was filled with a quarter of the energy that it would hold. So in all, this area covered a circle 30 miles out from the center. Nothing like this has ever been seen before. Nothing can be remembered where something like this has happened. The world seems to be trying to fill this area with spiritual energy, we believe to help us establish God's earthly residence there. But nothing like this has ever been seen before, for an area to be so saturated with spiritual energy. Obviously, the world is trying to reach out, but nobody planned this. Nobody tried to make it happen. It was totally spontaneous. We only observed it. It is a phenomena that has never been seen before. The like of it has never been heard of. There have been flows of psychokinetic energy to different places for different purposes, but nothing like this has ever been observed before. It is a wonder of God. To make people better understand what I'm talking about, I've been asked to give a couple of explanations. We are often asked what spiritual energy is. Spiritual energy is the energy of life, the very energy of existence. We call it ectoplasmic energy. It is the energy that is produced by all living things that gathers up and flows into the afterlife and keeps the afterlife going. It is the foundation of the afterlife, the very existence of the afterlife. Without it, the afterlife could not exist, and without it, the living could not exist. If the bond between the living and dead is broken and spiritual energy stops being created, everything will die, both in the material world and the afterlife. So when we are speaking of spiritual energy, this is what we are talking about. We are often asked what we mean by true midnight. True midnight is the exact moment between sunset and sunrise. It is true midnight. That is what we are talking about. This is when spiritual phenomena often happens because that's when the sun's effect on the world is the least. And that is when spiritual phenomena is at its greatest because spirits are affected by the sun and their power is weakened. But this is what we mean by true midnight. It is the time exactly between sunset and sunrise. True midnight. We hope everybody understands these explanations and understands the wonder that has occurred. This is a phenomena of God. This is something sent by God to help the world, and all the world should know that it has happened.